Well, coming up on October 28th, the Atlantic BPW, the Business and Professional Women's Group, will have their fall craft show. It's their 53rd annual, so they're pretty good at it. They know what they're doing, right?
We've done it quite a few years, even from the old 4-H building, when that was still out there, making the transition to the new Cass County Community Center.
You bet. That's Jackie Wickey, by the way. She's in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Good morning.
A lot of work put into getting this prepared?
Oh, always, but it's a group effort, and we enjoy each other, and you know, we're not just membership, we're good friends too, so it's a lot of fun.
Now, before we get into the real details about the craft show, which, by the way, is on Saturday, October 28th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building, we'll tell you more details in a bit. I want to talk about the club a little bit first, because it says Atlantic BPW, mm-hmm. but it's really kind of a regional group, isn't
well,
it?
Well, we do. Our members come from all over. We are centered here in Atlantic, but right now our president is from Red Oak. She comes up every month to be our president. The Red Oak organization had gotten pretty small, so they disbanded, so they could still be a member at large and not any local contacts, but she decided to come up and join us. We've known her for a long time, been very active in the state and things. So Sharla comes up to Red Oak, or from Red Oak, and we've talked her into being our president the last couple of years. We also got members from Cumberland, Messina, Wyota, Anita, Marnie, Avoca. So everybody kind of comes all together, you know, the third Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm. All for the cause. Very mm-hmm. good. And the cause is that, you know, you put a lot of things together. I know scholarships and several mm-hmm. different things that you do to raise money for this, and that's all put back into these programs.
It is. All of our money that we make goes back to the community. It's not just, you know, for a couple people. It's for the organization. And like you said, we do scholarships every year. We offer at least $2,000 scholarships every spring, and that's to a non-traditional student, and that being someone that's been out of high school for at least 5 years. I had a gal I seen on Facebook. I knew her. We'd been friends, and I seen a post-it put, "Does anybody know if there's scholarships for old people?" Well, she was not old by any means, so I quickly got in touch with her, and she has won our scholarship. She's gone on and won one of our state scholarships. She had gotten married and started raising her family, gone back to college. She's now going back again, getting her master's, and she's a teacher with the CAM community now. So she's also a very active member of our organization, too. So,
well, it's kind of nice. You're putting that money back into the local mm-hmm. community, and then sometimes the money, the way you invest that money, turns into another resource for the local community.
It sure does. It comes right back because she's very active and, you know, gets the word out there and, you know, especially about the scholarships and things that we do. And we also manage a couple other scholarships in memory of several of our members that's passed on. But ours comes out of our profit that we make from the craft show, along with all of the community projects that we give to and donations that we give to.
Excellent. Well, let's talk craft show. It's coming up again, as I said, Saturday, October 28th. Lots of vendors?
Yeah. Quite a few. You know, we've always kind of got the building full, so that's always exciting. We've got a couple spaces more if anybody would like to get in here at the last moment. It's just a week away and, coming up quickly. So Brandy Miracle is my co-chair with me, and she could be reached at 712-249-1470 or get a hold of any of us that's a member. We can get you to the right place. We're a member of the chamber, so you can call the girls down there. They can tell you how to get a hold of me or her, and we're on the website, too, on Facebook, so we're out there. Just look for us. Crafters, we've got a very big variety. The Kiwanis is going to be there. They're usually out in the entryway there selling their flags, and so they'll be there again. We'll have a pampered chef. Several different home-based businesses, the Color Street Nails, and Mandy's Sweet Tooth from Lewis. She's going to be there with all of her baked goods, and it's always yummy things. We have a gentleman coming from Fairmont, Minnesota, who makes very unique cribbage boards. So anybody that plays cribbage, he's got some really unique shapes and designs for those things. He's going to come down for the weekend. We've got lots of crocheted items, doll clothes. Of course, this time of year, we've got a gal that's bringing some plants with her jam and baked bread, succulents. We've got leather crafts, flower boxes. The Danish Kringle Man from Elkhorn will be there. Needlework, lots of jewelry. Our own little Donna Willoughby will be there with her homemade jewelry. There's a gal with rocks and crystals. She makes jewelry out of a lot of things. Sue Liston will be there with her fairy gardens and her planters. We've got wood crafts, cupcakes. Someone will be there with all of their home things of like scrubbies and dish rags, abstract art. You know, there's just looks like something for everybody. If whatever you might be looking for, guys, gals, anything. So come on out. Lots of kids things too.
Yeah, sounds like several of those things might add a couple of pounds to my waistline.
Well, but they're always good.
Good pound. Well, you can walk it off as
that's
you wander
right.
around.
Walk around. Do your laps.
Yeah, do the vendor booths and things and have some fun and ask lots of questions because they like to talk about their
they
projects.
They do. And it's really good to get the vendors to talking with you. And we tell them, you know, that's really how they go. You know, people come up to their booth to really visit with them, and they sell a lot. And then we'll be all out in the kitchen because we serve the concession stand, which is our big item. We've always been kind of known for our Sloppy Joes, and so they will be available along with pulled pork sandwiches and sloppy dogs and our homemade pies by Margot Chester.
Very good. Don't have to go anywhere else for lunch. They got
you
covered.
That's right. And get it for, if the guys are in the field, come get their lunch and take it out to them. We have to-go containers.
It says right at the top of the flyer that's the 53rd annual, which is impressive by itself. But then I look down a little bit lower and it says $1 admission. Was it like $1.53 years ago?
No, we didn't do that 53 years ago.
It's gone all the way up to $1.
It has. We started out at 50 cents and everybody said, that's nothing. You know, but what this dollar really does is gives everybody that comes in a chance for a door price because each one of our vendors donates something to us and we call out the ticket numbers throughout the whole day from 9 to 3 and that gives everyone a chance to win something. If they don't buy anything, that they can possibly win something to take out the door. But we keep track of the numbers, and that is really why we started it, so that would let us know how many people that we have coming through the door. Mm-hmm. We've had anywhere from 300 to 450 people come through the door in a one-day show, which is really good. So.
You bet. A lot of interest there. This all, of course, benefits all the projects involved in the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Group that they sponsor. Jackie, why'd you join the BPW?
My friend Debbie Lysted got me in. Something that, you know, she knew I was in business and for myself and, you know, just to make contacts. And it's been friendships that continued on all these years. I've been 34 years now as a member, and it's just something I do. It's my third Wednesday of the month, you know. It's on my calendar, and I just love the connections, the friends that I've made from this. And plus, it helps with what women have gone through in the last 100 years. Just think back 100 years ago. We weren't even able to vote, you know. So women have had to do a lot to come up through the ranks to be able to do what we do today.
Mm-hmm. So it's got a civic aspect to it. It's got a fundraising aspect mm-hmm. to it and the charitable aspect, but also has the opportunity just to kind of socialize too.
Everything, yeah, it's all wrapped up in everything you said. Yeah, it's very good. You know, it gets us out into the public with everything that we do with the trick or treat and the Christmas parade will be there with our hot chocolate, you know, things that people know that we're going to be there up and down the street. We're members of the chamber, so we do help out a lot with their activities too. So it gives us all a chance to volunteer places at the Y, like with the Bloodmobile and different things like that, that we help with their skate night. Just gives everybody a chance to do something that they enjoy.
Are you always looking for new members?
Always, always, always. So, like I said before, we're out there on Facebook. We're on the website. So if anybody has any interest, you know, just get a hold of us. You know, we can get back to you. And it's a great group of gals from all ages, you know, from younger members up to us that have been there for quite a long time. And we're also involved, very much involved with the state BPW Iowa organization, and we are the largest in the state of Iowa as local organizations go.
Very good. Or just ask when you come to the craft show.
You bet. Ask somebody. We'll be right there at the door as you come in or as you're getting your lunch. And one other person I wanted to add that will be there. I'm always so excited about Mary Porter and her little friend, Susie Q. She doesn't like anybody to say that she's a puppet, but you get so involved that you don't even realize that you're talking to a doll. Yeah. It just is so cute because little Susie Q and her mommy and daddy, they do a lot of mission work. So they make peanut clusters. And so that's what they will be there is with their chocolate peanut clusters to be raising money for her daddy, as Mary little Susie Q calls him, to do his mission work.
Excellent.
Plus, you get to visit with her, and she's just a thrill. Even little kids love her, but this big kid loves her even more.
That's all coming up on Saturday, October 28th. That's the 53rd annual Atlantic BPW Fall Craft Show, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building on the fairgrounds here in Atlantic. Just a buck admission to get you in the door. They got prizes, they got lunch, and lots of good stuff for you to enjoy. And who knows, maybe you'll find your friends there. Bet you do. Jackie, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your help and getting our word out there. We'll be there.